Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Members of Libya's rival governments have signed a peace accord. The agreement was signed despite questions about the legitimacy of the pact. Delegates signed the UN-mediated agreement Thursday at a ceremony in Morocco. Finance ministers participating in the UN Security Council have unanimously adopted a resolution aimed at disrupting sources of revenue for Islamic State militants. The resolution seeks to cut off the Islamic State's funding from oil and antiquity sales, ransom payments, and other criminal activities. Niger's resilient president, Mamadou Issoufou, says his government has foiled a coup attempt. He told a nationwide television audience that several senior military officials were arrested. Mr. Issoufou said the plotters attacked the presidential palace with helicopters just as Independence Day celebrations got underway. Among those arrested were a former military chief of staff. President Barack Obama says U.S. authorities are not aware of any specific threat on the eve of a year-end holiday.
At this moment, our intelligence and counterterrorism professionals do not have any specific and credible information about an attack on the homeland.
The president called on Americans to be vigilant and to protect the country. The president, I should say, the friend and neighbor who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in California 2 weeks ago, was charged Thursday with supporting terrorists, lying about the gun purchase, and immigration fraud. The FBI arrested Enrique Marquez on Thursday. He faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all the charges leveled against him. This is VOA News.